This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland.
Well, you could argue Chief Justice John Roberts exercised a little independence this week, if not financial. Roberts, of course, was the swing vote in the Supreme Court's ruling on the Affordable Care Act. Now that the law has been upheld, or most of it at least, we thought we'd ask Marketplace's Adrian Hill to parse some of it for us and remind us what happens next with this law. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Tess.
So a lot of folks have gotten into a lather about this individual mandate, but I don't think it really is a mandate, right? Does everybody have to buy insurance?
They don't, not really. And it's a whole lot of drama, but not about a real mandate here. There are a lot of people without insurance who still aren't going to have to buy it.
Okay, like who?
Well, there are a ton of exclusions in the law. People who are members of some religious groups are excluded, Native Americans, people in jail, and people who just can't afford health insurance.
Well, what does that mean, you can't afford it? Can any of us say that?
I know, it sounds like it, right? You've got to show that health insurance available in your market costs more than 8% of your income, or that you make so little that you don't have to file federal income tax. Hmm. But you remember, a lot of folks are going to qualify for federal subsidies to help pay for their insurance. And Medicaid, which is for poor and disabled people, could be expanded, at least on a state-by-state basis.
So is there any estimate of how many people will not have to buy insurance?
Yeah, about 40% of the people who currently don't have insurance before the Affordable Care Act mm-hmm. won't have to buy insurance with all these exclusions in place.
Wow. Okay. So that is actually a lot of people.
It is. It is. So individual mandate is maybe overstating it just a bit.
All right. Well, that seems to be a lot of people. Well, so say you are one of those people who does need to buy insurance, but you don't want to. There is this tax penalty, or this, it was called a penalty.
Now it's
a tax. And now we know it's a tax.
Yes. The IRS will collect it. But in 2014, we're not talking a lot of money. For an individual, it's about $100 if you haven't done this, or 1% of your income. That jumps up in 2016 to $700, or 2.5% of your income. So we're talking more money in 2016 than in 2014.
And what if I'm grumpy at the IRS and the law, and I just decide that I don't want to pay for insurance or pay my tax for not paying the insurance? Are they going to come after me?
You don't have to worry about too much, Tess. Actually, in the law, the IRS can't take criminal action or put a lien on your house.
Wait, so I'd be off the hook? Like, neener, neener, IRS?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, what the IRS can do is they can deduct the tax penalty from your refund if you're owed a refund. Otherwise, you're going to get a strongly worded letter. Mm. Dear Tess, pay up. Love, the IRS.
No, oh, that's scary.
Yeah, but it is a strongly worded letter from the IRS, so it is kind of scary.
Okay, well, so basically we have a mandate with no real severe punishment here. Let's move on and talk about how else this is going to affect my pocketbook.
Well, it completely depends on who you are and what your circumstance is, and the law is going to affect different people in a ton of different ways. Just a few, if you have a pre-existing condition, so if you weren't able to get health insurance before, or if you're paying more for health insurance, by 2014, insurers can't charge more for health insurance for those people. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to save people in that pool a ton of money and maybe make access to health care available, which wasn't before.
Okay.
High earners, people who make over $200,000, are going to have to pay more Medicare tax.
And I've actually heard that some folks are going to be getting rebates from their insurance companies as part of all this.
That's right. In the summer, insurers are sending out $1.1 billion to individuals and employers who overpaid in insurance. As part of the law, insurance companies have to spend 80% of the premiums they take from us mm-hmm. on actual health care.
Not overhead.
Not bonuses.
Right.
And
right.
Overhead. So $1.1 billion going back to people. We're talking about people who do get checks are getting about $150 in the mail, but that's not going to be a lot of people.
All right. And what about those of us who already do have health insurance?
Well, a lot of the parts of the plan benefit people with employer health insurance too. So coverage for kids going up to 26, coverage of preventative services, all those reforms mm-hmm. still help people.
And a lot of those have kicked in already.
A lot of those have kicked in. This bill doesn't mean that rates are going to magically fall. I mean, premiums and deductibles have been going up, and they may very well continue to go up.
All right. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Tess.